This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday that he has spoken to Chinese President Xi Jinping about Taiwan, and they agreed to abide by the Taiwan Agreement. Taiwan has reported 148 Chinese Air Force planes in the southern and southwestern part of its air defense zone over a four-day period beginning October 1st, the same day China marked a key patriotic holiday, National Day. China claims Taiwan as its own territory, which should be taken by force if necessary. Taiwan says it is an independent country and will defend its freedom and democracy, blaming China for the tensions. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is dispatching White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan for talks with a senior Chinese foreign policy advisor. Afghanistan's Taliban leaders met Tuesday with U.K. officials for the first time since taking power, a move the group hopes will pave the way for the country to refill cash-starved coffers as it teeters on the brink of economic collapse. The Taliban said, meanwhile, they arrested 11 members of the rival Islamic State group. The Taliban's meeting with British diplomats in the capital, Kabul, came a day after they met with an Iranian delegation, another first since assuming the helm, to discuss trade relations, a key driver of Afghanistan's economy. The European Union's 27 leaders promised future membership to their six Balkan neighbors Wednesday, restating a pledge first made 18 years ago. But they brushed aside calls for a 2030 goal, fearing a backlash at home over migration. After weeks of deliberation, EU leaders agreed that Serbia, Montenegro, Bosnia-Herzegovina, North Macedonia, Kosovo, and Albania have a place in the world's largest trading bloc. This is VOA News.